You are listening to The Weekly Wrap-Up with your hosts Marcel Abood and Will Thompson. Hey everyone, it's The Weekly Wrap-Up by The Clean Sheet, where we look at results and table standings from football in New South Wales from the round that was, from the NPL all the way down to the state leagues. I'm your host, Marcel Abood, and joined alongside me is Will Thompson.
Hi guys, how's it going?
In round three of the NPL Men's One, we have Sutherland Sharks and Apia Leichhardt Tigers playing against each other, with Apia coming out the victors, a 2-1 win at Seymour Shore, while Sydney FC lost 2-0 at home at Lambert Park to Marconi Stallions. Manly United and Mount Druitt Town Rangers played a 2-2 draw at Cromer Park, while Sydney Olympic and Blacktown City, in probably the game of the round, and played a 3-3 draw at Belmore Sports Ground. In probably the surprise win of the round, Hakoa Sydney City East beat Rockdale City 3-0 at the Illidan Sports Centre, while Sydney United 58 and Wollongong Wolves drew 2-2 at the Sydney United Sports Centre. In round 4 of the NPL 2, Spirit FC beat Northern Tigers 2-1 at Christie Park, while St George FC fell 3-0 to Bonnie White Eagles at home at the Illidan Sports Centre. Hills United got a 3-2 win over North Shore Mariners at Lily Home Stadium, while Western Sydney Wanderers NPL side battered the MacArthur Rams 4-0 at Lynwood Park. Mounties Wanderers and Blacktown Spartans played out a 1-1 draw at the Sydney United Sports Centre, while St George City defeated Canterbury Bankstown FC 1-0 at Seymour Shore. And finally, the game to round off the round, Central Coast Mariners FC Academy drew 1-1 with Rottlemere Lions at Plume Park. In round 3 of the NPL 3, Dunbar Rovers and Hawkesbury City drew 1-1 at Hensley Athletic Field, while Western New South Wales Mariners fell 3-2 to the Gladesville Ride Magic at Marjorie Jackson Field. Inter Lions and Bankstown City drew 1-1 at Valentine Sports Park, while Dulwich Hill defeated Camden Tigers 3-0 at Allington Oval. Bankstown United secured a 3-1 win over SD Raiders, while Sydney University FC beat Parramatta FC 3-1 at the Sydney University Football Ground. Granville Rage and Stanmore Hawks game was unfortunately washed out due to the weather happening around Sydney in the weekend. The Men's State League started this weekend with Round 1, as Nepean FC defeated last season's heavyweights Central Coast United 3-1 at Cook Park, while Prospect United and Balmain Tigers drew 2-2 at Blacktown Football Park. Fraser Park started their life in the State League on a good note with a 3-1 win over Hurstville City Minotaurs at Fraser Park, while South Coast Flame were heavily defeated 7-0 by Western Condors at Ian McLean Park. And finally, Hurstville FC defeated FC Ghazi Auburn 1-0 at Progress Park, the University of New South Wales having the bye this round. It's interesting to note this is going to be the final way that the State League is going to be structured this year, with, in 2020, the introduction of the NPL 4, and some teams, unfortunately, will be facing the axe. It's going to be very interesting to see who survives and who makes it into this new structured season for next year. And with that, I'm going to throw it over to Will Thompson, who has the latest on the club championship standings. Will, how's it all going?
Thank you very much for that, Marcel. It is great to be back for another year. Let's have a look at the New South Wales NPL 1 Club Championship standings as we have them at the moment. And Wollongong Wolves are on top of the table, which really shouldn't come as a surprise. They've had a really strong opening couple of rounds, or a couple of matches. They do have one game in the bank, that being the under-20s, I believe. Of course, being top of the table, they've picked up 28 points from their first grade, which is really, really impressive. Blacktown City in at number 2 on 34 points. A little bit of a surprise there. Everyone kind of wrote them off this season. I mean, it's only 3 rounds in, but everyone is saying, you know, there's no way they're going to be back at the top again. And Hakoa in at number 3. That, so far, is a surprise. Their first grade side doing really well. Of course, we've got Apia, Sydney, Rockdale, Sydney United, Sharks, Manly, Marconi, Mount Olympic, and Mount Druitt Town. Sorry, Sydney Olympic, I should say, and Mount Druitt Town Rangers, all the way down on 10 points from their 18s and their first grade side. The under 20s are yet to pick up any points. However, those last three do all have a full round in hand. They've got 3 games each across their grades. in the NPL 2, and this is where it's going to get really interesting now, as we're going to see a couple of sides in NPL 2 and 3 relegated, and only one promoted from 2, 3, and State League. So the Western Sydney Wanderers youth side is currently leading the way out on 64 points. Their 18s and 20s doing a lot of the legwork at the moment. 10 and 18 points for the 18s and 20s. Their first grade side has picked up 36 points, giving them that 64 total. And Spirit in at number 2, and I'm not going to lie, I kind of wrote Spirit off at the start of the season. So far they are proving me wrong, so keep up the great work, guys. 62 points, their first grade side, of course, way out in front. 48 points picked up so far. And Northern Tigers, 58, they've been up there the last couple of seasons, sort of hanging around the top, threatening for promotion, but just not being able to get the job done at the end of the season. Same can be said for North Shore Mariners on 51 points. Back a little bit, Central Coast, another side who's been sort of right up there and really challenged last year for promotion. St. George City, sort of mid-table, 26 points, doing really well for being promoted. And Bonnyrigg White Eagles, all the way down on negative 2. Of course, they did have that 30-point deduction to start the season off. So they've clawed their way back to get that negative 2, obviously picking up wins across the grades over the weekend. And then we have MacArthur Rams, Canterbury Bankstown on 15 and 16 points respectively. And somewhat of a surprise so far is St. George, only on 18 points. And Mounties as well on 19 points. So you sort of had those five teams there that towards the season's end, I'm going to say would probably be fighting out to not get one of those three spots. I think Bonnyrigg, as they build some momentum, you know, obviously dropping down from NPL 1 last year, they do have what it takes to get back up there, or at least be sort of mid to top table in the club championship standings at the end of the year. But I definitely think, you know, those five there will be in the mix for relegation. Moving on to NPL 3 now, and no surprise, Clays for Ride Magic, way out in front, 52 points, and they still got two games in hand. Obviously, we've had quite a few washouts over the last couple of weeks, so really nice to see them up there. I think you'll remember last year they did lead the way for quite a number of rounds before sort of falling off towards the back end of the season. So it'll be interesting to see how they do this year, if they can keep it up the entire way through the season, or if they hit that mid-season slump and, you know, drop points where they really shouldn't be losing those ones. Sydney Uni back in second, 43 points. Dully, 36 points. Bankstown City, 35, as they're chasing to get promoted back to NPL 2. And SD Raiders as well, 34 points. So those are the top five, all chasing the promotion. SD Raiders, sort of a surprise over the last couple of years. There's been a few times I've said I don't think they're going to make finals, and they've come and proved me wrong, so let's see if they can do it once again. But of course, Bankstown United, the new boys in NPL 3, on 25 points, so sitting sort of that upper mid-table. If we look down now, and keep in mind, NPL 3 is where five teams will be relegated, and five teams all got a 30-point championship deduction to start the season off. So those sides going from last up, we have Western New South Wales Mariners on minus 25, Stanmore Hawks minus 24, Hawkesbury City on minus 18, Parramatta FC on minus 16, and Granville Rage on minus 15. Granville Rage have a couple of games in hand, and as do Stanmore Hawks. It's really hard because I think those five will be battling it out for survival. I think you can throw Inter Lions into the mix as another team that could potentially sort of go down. They are keeping their head above the water, 14 points, so they do have a fair bit of a buffer at the moment, but they haven't been picking up enough results yet, I think, to really get them over the line and get the job done. So you might get maybe Granville or Parramatta surviving there, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Western New South Wales Mariners. If they will be protected once again from relegation. If we look at the State League now, what will be the NPL 4 next year, and Fraser Park, after one round on 19 points, so pretty impressive from them. obviously picking up a couple of wins and a draw. Hurstville FC, 15 points. Western Condors, sort of the biggest shock of the round with that 7-0 win for the seniors. 15 points as well, and a couple of draws in their 20s and 18s. And the PNFC, a huge win over Central Coast United, who many tipped would that they would be the favourites for promotion. But at the moment, I think, you know, those couple there, Fraser, Hurstville, Nepean, definitely all the mix. Central Coast, they'll probably come good towards the end of the season after a couple of rounds. And Western Condors as well. Hard to tell who they're going to go, whether they're really good or Flames really crap. Who knows? Down the bottom, of course, we had the minus 30 points for Prospect United and Ghazi. So they're on 21 and 24 negative respective. And Balmain Tigers, they had the 15 point deduction. So they're currently on minus 9. So that's the men's standings at the moment. If we flick across to the women's, at the moment in NPL 1, Sydney Uni leading the way out on 30 points. Illawarra Stingrays, 27 points. Looking down the bottom, looking at the possible relegation candidates, Bankstown City and North Shore Mariners both have picked up 0, and I think you remember Bankstown City last year really struggled to get wins in first or reserves. Blacktown Spartans on 6 points, they should be safe come season's end. And into the NPL 2 women, Gladesville Ravens way out on 30 points, their next nearest competitors. Apia, Nepean, UNSW, all on 15 points. Then you have Raiders, Sutherland Shire FA, Central Coast Mariners, and Marconi all on 12. St. George on 6, Inter Lions on zilch, and Southern Branch FC on negative 30. They also received a points deduction. So there you have it. There's the club championship standings for this this week. Obviously, all the competitions have kicked off now. We are waiting on a few catch-up games. So it'll be interesting to check back once every team is sort of equal footing, or even at the midway point for each team, just so at least everyone has played each other. Let us know in the comments who you think will be going up, who you think will be going down, and we'll be keeping track of that every week. For now, make sure that you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we also have a YouTube channel, so check that out. We will be launching our Patreon as well, if you'd like to get involved. That way, we have a few things planned in the works, and we'll see if we can get them off the ground. And sponsorship, if you would like to sponsor this podcast or anything else we do, please get in touch with us either through the Facebook page or through our email, thecleansheetwebsite@gmail.com. Hey guys, my name's Will. You listened to Marcel earlier. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again next week.